It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is out today. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to the Wisconsin-based editor of a collection of first-person accounts of 1964's Freedom Summer in Mississippi. First, some big news today for Milwaukee. This morning, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced that the Milwaukee Housing Authority will receive a $30 million grant to redevelop the Westlawn Public Housing Campus. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Mary Spacuzza was at today's press conference, and she joins us now. Mary, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this Westlawn neighborhood in Milwaukee.
It's interesting. So it's by the corner of like North 64th and around Silver Spring, but it also is a pretty huge project. It spans, I think at one point it was 75 acres. It was Wisconsin's largest public housing project. And if you look at it, there's the Westlawn Gardens, which has already been rebuilt, and that reopened in 2013. And it's very modern, environmentally friendly buildings. But then you look across the street, and it's kind of these 1950s boxy brick, almost like barrack-style houses. One of the residents called it like the old Westlawn, and it definitely looks a lot older and just kind of a little bit more depressing than the other side.
It seems like this particular grant is trying to look at things a little differently. Instead of, hey, we're going to tear down some old buildings and put up some new buildings, it seems like they're trying to think more in terms of how the neighborhood works.
Yeah, they are. One of the interesting components of it is that while people are moved, some of them are going to be temporarily relocated in foreclosed homes that are being rehabbed. So that's a way to kind of avoid, you know, vacant, blighted, foreclosed homes and have people temporarily go live in them after they've been fixed up. And they can choose to go back to Westlawn or they can choose to stay or go elsewhere. So that's really interesting. It's kind of trying to broaden it out so it's not just tearing down and building new buildings, but also helping the community as a whole. Also, the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools was there, Chief Flynn. They were talking about kind of how this is not just about buildings, but also about helping the community and the people who live there.
Well, a $30 million grant, I understand there's an effort to bring in matching private and other funds as well. Can you talk through how the money will be used in this rebuilding project?
Sure. So, they are hoping to get matching grants, so it could be much bigger than that by the end of the day. They're trying to, one of the first things they're going to do is redevelop some of these foreclosed homes for people to relocate so they can start breaking ground and tearing down some of those old developments and redoing them. They're also going to be doing mixed use or mixed income, so they're hoping to have like a grocery store with the idea that it's a lot easier for people to eat healthier food, especially if they don't have cars, if there's a grocery store in the community, so they're not kind of buying, someone mentioned buying an apple at the gas station across the street, which probably is not going to be maybe the best apple you could find. They're also talking about working with education and career centers and just really kind of trying to have, build a community and not just a brick and mortar.
Right. I think there have been accusations that public housing is just kind of people storage. It sounds like they're trying to actually have a connection to the place that people are living here.
Yeah, they mentioned community gardens and how for a very small fee you can get a plot of land to garden, having more environmentally friendly buildings, and also just kind of the layout. So there are, places where people can gather and kids can be outside playing, and it's not just kind of row after row of 1950s brick houses.
Talking to Mary Spacuzza from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a grant announced today to redevelop, rebuild a Milwaukee neighborhood. So outside of, you mentioned, of course, the residential part of this, some retail, is there talk of schools, libraries, transportation being part of the formula here?
Yeah, and there already is kind of this cool Milwaukee Public Library Express. It's almost like a red box for books on the corner. And so they are talking about trying to do all of those things and really just kind of trying to take a broader approach. Sounds like they're going to be redeveloping more than 700 housing units, and that includes, I think, almost 400 replacement units. So so it is a pretty, it's large scale, and it's also, they are trying to think of education and other other factors.
This was a competitive grant process. There were 33 projects. Milwaukee was one of five finalists. What did the Housing and Urban Development say about why Milwaukee's proposal was one of the ones that was successful?
Yeah, there were only five to win across the nation. Milwaukee was one of them. I think it was a total of $150 million, with Milwaukee getting $30 million. The Deputy Secretary of HUD, who was here today, just said that it was really Milwaukee just had a really strong proposal that was more holistic, more kind of just very developed, very advanced, she said, and because of the focus on education, because of that it was just really trying to take a broad approach to redevelopment. She talked about going to a living roof or working with, gardeners and things where people would have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, and just a lot of other proposals didn't have that.
You mentioned some of the dignitaries present there, along with Mayor Barrett, the police chief, and others. Did you get a sense that this wasn't a business-as-usual kind of thing? Are they excited about this opportunity?
Yeah, it was, a lot of people who were there in the audience, I figured that they had won something but didn't realize it was $30 million. And one of the women from the community who was sitting next to me, called out, thank you, Jesus. And there was just, this huge eruption of applause and people cheering. And, it was a pretty fun Monday morning.
Is there a timeline of when ground will be broken on construction in this grant?
It sounds like by spring. It sounds like the first thing that's going to happen is the redeveloping the foreclosed homes, and then they're hoping to break ground by spring. It's actually going to follow up with someone to get more details on the timeline, but so I'm not sure when they aim to have it completed or when they aim to have people actually moving into the new developments. But stay tuned. Hopefully, we'll get that soon.
And Mary, before I let you go, was there a sense in Milwaukee that, hey, if we needed a big project in one place, this Westlawn neighborhood would be a good place to start?
You know, it's interesting because Mayor Barrett actually mentioned some of the downtown redevelopment that's been happening. There's obviously the arena that's going to be built. He kind of said, I'm a big cheerleader for the downtown renaissance, but my heart is in the neighborhoods. And the idea of just developing downtown isn't enough, that people need to have a dignified place to live. And he talked about that. Other people talked about that as well. So obviously this is a large scale project and also affecting a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of families.
Mary, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
That was Mary Spacuzza telling us about the $30 million federal grant that was announced today for Milwaukee's Westlawn neighborhood. Mary covers politics and breaking news at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.